used to the Beecher speed. So they have to go ahead and hit the bricks running, believe me. USA, I think, has a real nice balanced attack. No one can really simultaneously cover their inside and their outside. They have to give up something. But if there's any team that's out here that's quick enough to cover both, it's going to be Flint Beecher. So things are going to have to be a little bit quicker for USA. They're going to have to see this game in slow motion. Now, the last 3 minutes of the Harbor Beach game, I think, was a great tune-up that might give them an idea exactly what to expect with the Flint Beecher Bucks. So play fast, play poised, see this game in slow motion, and then you're going to have your big guys, you know, like Brendan Ballard, Zach Kramer, Aaron Sines, all got to be in big game mode. And who I think is really key, again, I'm going to give him some plaudits, is Nick DeSempler. He has got to calm everyone down and be aware of what's going on the floor at all times. Keys for USA victory? It's going to be really simple. If they perform every one of them, they can walk out of here as winners. They have to box out. In fact, more importantly, they have to box out, box out, box out. They have to have play help out defense. They have to be very, very patient against Flint Beecher's 2-3 zone. They have to be able to handle full court pressure, and the most important thing that they have to do is stay out of foul troubles. No fouls, no fouls, no fouls. Brendan Ballard is in shape. He can stay on the floor the whole game if you need him, but he cannot be on the bench for the USA Patriots to have an opportunity to win this game.
And what's the key to real estate? Location, location, location. The USA Patriots are the hottest team in the Thumb region. They proved that on Friday against Harbor Beach. In that game, the Pirates had more than one chance to steal another win from USA, but the Patriot defense held strong. A lot of people talk about their offense, but no opponent in the past 12 games has not scored over 51 points, averaging 41.6 points a game on defense for the USA Patriots. Time for another quick break. We are 15 minutes away from tip on WLEW Sports.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Siebowing Family Medicine encourage exercise in all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Siebowing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Siebowing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
My name is Emily Sullivan from Cass City. I'm a 2013 graduate from Saginaw Valley. It was a big enough college where I could have a broad range of opportunities for whatever I decided to go into. I did decide to go to law school when I was in college. I took a few political science classes and it just got me interested in the law. I liked the small class sizes. I liked the individual attention and the mentorship that I had there, the faculty that not only knew my name, but if they saw me in the hallway or around campus, they would stop and say hi. My favorite class was the Roberts Fellowship. The students that I selected get to go on a 3-week trip to Asia. The quality of education was outstanding. I can't see how I would have gotten a better education anyplace else. I felt very well prepared.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young aspiring officials and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Get down.
listening to WLW Sports on 102.1 FM and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your Thumb Sailor courtside seats from Genesee County Automation Alley. Flint Beecher High School hosting the regionals, which USA is partaking in. The USA Patriots, well, the hardware is starting to add up now with the district trophy to add to their West Division trophy. Now the Patriots are 16-4 after starting out 4-4. Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent on WLW Sports, is coming off an emotional win over Harbor Beach on Friday. Do you expect to see the Patriots to continue to ride that wave momentum tonight?
I sure do. After an emotional game like that, that came right down the wire, back and forth, high speed those last 3 minutes, I certainly do. I hope they get up for this game because this is a big setting against the two-time defending state champion Flint Beecher. If you can't get excited for this, you don't belong here, Clark.
Sometimes I'm waiting for Coach Gameforth to go ahead and bring out the tape measure and go up to the basket and say, okay, this is a 10 feet and it's about 84 feet long and so forth. You know, don't get intimidated by the surroundings. You know, this is your court tonight. By the way, you know, hey, the colors are pretty much agreeable.
Everyone's red and white tonight, that's for sure. But, John, going off your cliche there of Hoosiers, who's Jimmy Rogers?
That's a good question. The guy that says, I'll make it.
They're currently the USA on a 12-game winning streak with a victory tonight. The Patriots advance to the regional finals on Wednesday for the first time since 2009, which oddly enough was a loss to Flint Beecher in the finals by 10. That game tips off 6:30 on Wednesday against Montrose. We're going to take another quick break, and when we return, we're going to recall Friday's game against Harbor Beach, one for the ages on WLW Sports, your home for high school basketball.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option. Unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally. But let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at ClarkRamsey.com. That's ClarkRamsey.com.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools, a Michigan Department of Education top 10% reward school. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. And now, not only is it March Madness in high school basketball, but March is also Reading Month. USA Schools wants to remind students and parents to engage in reading opportunities that will enhance thinking and meet English language arts standards. Readers become leaders. Reading is the one skill that everyone needs to learn and that will lead to success in life. Don't forget to visit your local school and community library too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Caro. Looking for a great lease on a new 2014 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 Bighorn? This great truck goes for only $299 a month with $1,500 cash down or trade equity. And this truck is loaded with features such as a Hemi V8 and 20-inch chrome wheels. The Ram truck is also Motor Trend's Truck of the Year for 2 years running. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular, but need to add a